Navy ship crews encounter a recurring problem with something as routine as maintenance requests. It takes 89 administrative steps to turn a request into actual work. Now, ordinary tasks like laying a non-skid surface on the weather deck get bogged down in paperwork, but now there's a plan to fix that. For details, we turn to Rear Admiral Bill Galinas, commander of the Navy Regional Maintenance Centers. Admiral Galinas, thanks for joining me.
Hey, good morning, Tom. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, so is the issue I guess the first question is, does all of this result in a backlog for naval ships on routine maintenance?
Well, I would say there's a backlog in maintenance. I'm not sure it's the routine part. The specific area on the planned maintenance, which is the shipboard maintenance that sailors do, I would tell you we have gotten in spades the administrative burdens that have been placed on the crews over a period of time as we've modified the maintenance standards that we've asked the crews to do. And so the Navy, a couple years ago now, has embarked on an effort to remove those administrative burdens. And I would tell you we're probably about 60% into that effort right now to remove the administrative burdens that we've placed on the crews that have accumulated over time. And so what really has happened, if you've got a PMS check, as different ships identify, I'll say, things that they believe should be changed to the PMS card, there's a feedback process.
And PMS stands for?
PMS stands for Planned Maintenance System.
Okay.
So I would equivalent that to like on your car where you have, you change the oil every 3,000 miles or whatnot. And so the ships have and for a ship, obviously, it's a fairly complex system given the number of systems and equipment that we have on the ship. But over time, we have driven more administrative requirements into that system, and we're in the process of removing those. And so what I would tell you is there's probably three elements to the plan that we've got in place right now. The first, and we're through this process, we're about 90% through this part of the process, is to align the maintenance requirements to the actual equipment on the ship. So that's taking the PMS card, the actual maintenance that the sailor does, and ensuring that maintenance is aligned to the make and model of the piece of equipment on the ship. Historically, that alignment has been done by ship's force, by the sailors on the ship. This new process takes that element of the alignment of the maintenance requirements to the equipment and puts it ashore, brings it back ashore to a shore command. So it removes that administrative burden. And that was a tremendous burden to the ships. And we do this quarterly where we validate the maintenance requirements to the equipment on the ship.
Now, a ship consists of the ship itself, the hull and the structure, but parts of that take maintenance. And then there's all of the subsystems and equipment and winches and pumps and all those, everything. Well, I don't have to tell you. So are the maintenance schedules based on a schedule that the Navy believes this is when you do this to this piece of equipment on this type of ship? Or is it when a sailor notices something that says, hey, this is starting to rust or this is starting to make noise? Is it scheduled or is it as needed?
So it's both, actually. And I guess if I could back up for just a second, there's on Navy ships, we have three levels of maintenance. There's maintenance that the crew does. That's what we call organizational level maintenance. And that's really the planned maintenance system that we've been talking about. That's the PMS checks, and that's where a lot of the administrative burdens have been placed on the ship. The second level is what we call intermediate level maintenance, and that's done by sailors who are assigned to maintenance activities ashore that go down and augment the ships in doing maintenance. And generally, that's maintenance that's not necessarily planned on a time basis, but is identified by the crew as something that needs to be fixed. And when the ship comes in, we'll schedule a maintenance period and send those sailors down to help the crew do the maintenance. The third level of maintenance is depot level maintenance, and those are planned for major maintenance availabilities where we'll take the ship offline for a period of months. And depending on the complexity, it can be anywhere from 3 months to a year or more. And we'll put the ship in a shipyard. And that's generally done for Navy surface ships. That's done by private shipyards.
So that could be like when you have to refuel a reactor on a carrier, for example.
That's correct.
All right. Yes. So getting back to the organizational maintenance that's done by the crew, why would the Navy be adding administrative burdens to that over the years? Is it because the costs were getting too high, or they were worried things were being done that didn't have to be done?
No, sir. In many cases, I'll say it's individually probably a good idea, or maybe a recommended improvement, or a precaution that should be taken before you do the PMS check. And I would say we get this input from all of the different ships, and over time we accumulate these, I'll call them good ideas, and it really makes the card, the PMS card, very difficult to read. So you may have a PMS card that consists of 5 or 6 pages, but the actual maintenance requirements on that card may only be on one of those 5 pages, if you will.
So that means that now that they have moved back ashore, that means only the maintenance information needed by the crew itself is on the ship?
That's correct. That's correct. So we're going back, and that's really the third part, is going back and reviewing the PMS cards and making them easier to use, more readable, removing some of the redundant comments that we have in the cards. That's a process. That's the third step of the improvement process that I mentioned, and we're just getting into that element right now. So we've gone through, we've aligned the individual maintenance checks to the equipment that's on the ship. We've provided improved scheduling tools for the ships, and I would say that those two elements were about 90% complete with that part of the effort. And now we're getting into the readability of the PMS cards, and that's really the third step, and we'll finish that probably in the 2016, maybe early 17 timeframe.
We're speaking with Rear Admiral Bill Galinas, the commander of the Navy Regional Maintenance Centers. So can these cards, or the resulting simplified or easier to read elements, can't they be put online or put onto a iPad or that type of thing?
And that is part of this process. We're looking at with the way technology has advanced, the use of tablet computers, handheld electronic devices, those type of things. All of that is part of this process to look how we can make it more, I'll say, user-friendly for the sailors on the deck plates as they do this maintenance.
And does this maintenance take place daily, and is it done by everybody on the crew, or are specialized people assigned to specialized maintenance activities?
For the planned maintenance system, the PMS, that's done on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly basis by the crew, the sailors assigned to that particular ship.
So they can, so it can be anything from like painting to repairing a motor or something in a piece of equipment.
Exactly, it's usually not necessarily aligned to repair. It's usually more aligned to maintenance type events, like changing fluids, different oils, hydraulic fluids, making sure that equipment is properly greased and lubricated, checking the operation of damage control equipment, ensuring that electrical equipment is operating properly, those type of things.
And has the budget situation and the sequestration and all of that affected the Navy's ability to keep its ships maintained?
It has a little bit. I wouldn't say it has directly affected the planned maintenance system. We've seen the effects of sequestration and budget cuts more on our shore infrastructure. And really that where that's really kind of affected us has been on the civilian workforce that we have. And 2013 was probably our most difficult year as we went through the sequestration efforts. We have been able to fully fund the planned maintenance that we've had for all of our surface ships over the last couple of years, and Navy leadership has been very aggressive and very focused on ensuring that the ships do get the depot level maintenance. This is the shipyard maintenance that I mentioned earlier, where we have over the last several years increased those budgets by almost 40%. To get through some of the backlog of maintenance that we talked about earlier.
And, of course, the Navy's acquisitions are getting squeezed, so there's not as many new ships coming online. So that means that there's going to be more maintenance in the future on the existing ships, correct?
Yes, sir. Well, it's like you know, the fleet is aging. There's no doubt about that. And but to keep the number of ships that we need for our Navy and our country, we clearly need to maintain those. And you know, part of the journey that we've been on over the last several years, I'd give you four items that we've really focused on. One is developing engineering-based class maintenance plans for surface ships. And what this really does is define the deep depot-level maintenance, the tanks, shafting, rudders, engines, the heavy maintenance that we need to do on ships and when that needs to be done. The second item is we've developed and put in place a very rigorous ship inspection plan called our Total Ship Readiness Assessment Plan, the TISRA process, as we refer to it. The third item is that we have reestablished that eye-level maintenance, that ashore organic maintenance that's done by sailors that we send down the ship. We've increased our manning in that level by over 70% over the last couple of years. And then the third item is getting the budgets right to be able to do the maintenance that we need to do. And it's, as I mentioned, we've increased that by about 40% or so over the last several years.
Rear Admiral Bill Galinas is commander of the Navy Regional Maintenance Center. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for your time this morning.